Witnesses, VOA News. Nigeria, Ebola-free. Turkey helps Iraqi Kurds. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The World Health Organization says Nigeria is free from the disease Ebola. A WHO representative, Rui Gama, calls the development a success story.
The outbreak in Nigeria has been defeated. This is a spectacular success story that shows to the world that Ebola can be contained.
Nigeria had 20 cases of Ebola and 8 deaths. President Goodluck Jonathan praised Nigerians who worked to contain the disease. He also directed that all anti-Ebola measures remain in effect, including health screenings for people entering the country. Last week, the WHO declared Senegal to be Ebola-free. New clashes between soldiers and Boko Haram militants are reported in northeastern Nigeria after the government said the sides had agreed to a ceasefire last week. An army officer and a member of a civilian militia group tells VOA that insurgents attacked the town of Damboa late Sunday. A state intelligence official says soldiers repelled the attack and killed 25 insurgents. Turkey says it is helping Iraqi Kurds cross into Syria to aid Kurdish fighters as they fight the advance of Islamic State militants in the town of Kobani. The announcement Monday by Turkey's foreign minister came as the United States says it airdropped weapons, ammunition, and medical supplies from Kurdish authorities in Iraq to the Kurdish forces defending Kobani, just south of the Turkish border. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda militants have killed at least 18 Shiite rebels in a suicide bomb attack and other attacks near Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The victims were members of the Houthi movement who had taken over the capital last month. Most of the rebels were killed in a car bombing that targeted the house of a top local official with the party of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Fierce fighting between Islamist militias and pro-government forces in Benghazi, Libya, killed at least 65 people during the past several days. The clashes have displaced thousands of residents. A Libyan militant pleaded not guilty in a U.S. federal court to charges linked to the September 11, 2012 attacks in Benghazi. They killed 4 U.S. citizens, including an American ambassador. Ahmed Abu Katala entered a not guilty plea Monday at a short hearing. Katala is charged with 18 counts, including murder of an internationally protected person and killing a person during an attack on a federal facility. Some of the charges carry the death penalty. He is the first suspect to be charged in the Benghazi attacks. 5 days after Mozambique voted in national elections, confusion is rising as results are coming in slower than expected. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Results were initially expected to be announced within 72 hours of Wednesday's vote. And although many stations appear to have finished counting, that announcement deadline has long passed. Projections released Monday by a group of analysts show that longtime ruling party Frelimo is predicted to win both the presidency and parliamentary elections, with about 58% of the vote in each. But the delay and other problems have been enough to prompt presidential challenger Afonso Jacama to cry foul. His opposition party, Renamo, is alleging fraud and ballot box stuffing. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Russia is suspending the import of a number of meat products from the European Union. It is a widening of restrictions on food products from Europe and the United States that Russia imposed earlier this year in response to Western sanctions over its actions in Ukraine. The Netherlands denies a Russian claim that a mysterious foreign vessel photographed in waters off Sweden could be Dutch. The Swedish military says it made 3 sightings of foreign undersea activity in the past few days amid media reports of a suspected Russian intrusion in waters near Stockholm. Russian officials deny any of their vessels was in trouble in the region. Hong Kong's pro-democracy leaders have strongly denied claims by the city's chief executive that the weeks of mass rallies are being orchestrated by foreign forces. The Secretary General of the Hong Kong Federation of Students, Alex Chow, rejected Hong Kong Chief Executive Leung Chun-ying's allegations Monday, saying the city chief is, in his words, just making it up. Hong Kong's government is expected to begin talks with student demonstrators on Tuesday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.